Folks, you know that every Tuesday in this segment, we visit with folks affiliated with the NOLA Coalition, and these are the difference makers in our community. It's one of my favorite segments of the entire week, because we get to learn so much about what people are doing in our city, what's making a difference. They're down in the trenches. You don't hear about them much, but they're working hard each and every day. And I think there's a new level of appreciation. At least I've been told that by folks that are working in the not-for-profit communities across our city, and as we continue to highlight what they do. And today's no different. We are joined by Tiffany Martinez, Community Resources Director of HRI Community Resources, and she's working with the HCR mission. Group, and she's here to talk to us about it. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Noel. I'm excited to be here with you.
Well, thank you for joining us. So tell us about HCR's missions.
Yes, so HCR is the acronym for HRI Community Resources, and kind of a new kid to the block, but you're probably familiar with, as many of your listeners, with HRI Communities, which is a longstanding real estate developer here in New Orleans and also nationally. So they've made an investment with some seed funding and initial capital to really bring this nonprofit affiliate HRI Community Resources on board as a charitable arm to really bring more supportive services to multiple communities. They also have investment with HRI Management, who is the apartment affiliate who specializes in high quality of living, also a champion of HRI Community Resources, making sure our residents have what they need to thrive in creating more sustainable neighborhoods and communities.
So talk to us about some of the programs that you guys have implemented.
Absolutely. So in the last year, HRI Community Resources really was renovating and rejuvenated in 2024. And so in the last year, we've really been focused on bringing more resources, health and wellness programming to our communities. One great new partner at Murray Senior Apartments is with Tulane University. They're providing free health screenings each month to our community members. And something that sets this a little bit apart from being an extraordinary relationship is one of our residents there, Mr. Doc, as he's known in the community, is actually a graduate of Tulane Medical, as well as his dad was in 1933. And so it really has provided a full circle moment for the students that are providing these free health screenings for our residents, but I think they enjoy talking to Doc just as much as the actual experience they're getting from the service that they're providing. So that's one partnership. Also, literacy. I think we all are aware our levels of literacy in Louisiana is something that we're all striving to increase and improve. So we do have a great partnership with the crew of Dolly, who has been a real champion in bringing free books to families through all the zip codes in New Orleans. So that is something that we are able to promote now in all of our communities with residents at new move-in time. So they're able to sign their kids up for free books and start their home library. I think we all can agree that a home library at home is magical and really can increase our literacy levels.
No doubt. Now, you refer to communities many times. I know a lot of folks are familiar with HRI, but when you talk about communities, describe what we're actually talking about.
When we say communities, we're talking about not only just the single apartment household families, but really the surrounding communities as well as making sure that we are fostering vibrant and resilient communities, connecting families, focusing on the strengths in the community, really trying to foster a level of leadership. So those that are living in And one term, you know, we talk about affordable housing. Sometimes, unfortunately, it gets a negative perception. I was at the New Orleans Habitat for Humanity Housing Summit last week, and a great discussion, great panelists. And one item of many that really stuck out was changing that narrative to housing affordability and what that really means. And that's really just making sure that everyone has access to housing that they're able to afford, whether that's rent or home ownership, without spending excessive amounts of their income. So when we're talking about communities, it's whole communities.
You also, you guys have been difference makers in mixed-use developments as well, right? Traditional rent facilities as well as subsidized facilities, too, all of which have been huge successes in the city.
Absolutely. I think a prime example of that is a new development, St. Bernard Circle, which is right across the street from the historic Circle Food Store. They also have two retail spaces in the front of that 51 units that is for low and moderate income housing. And so really bringing some businesses, new businesses to communities is a way for economic mobility and increasing what is available to those.
Yeah. Now, I think y'all have y'all embarked on a scholarship program as well?
We have. We have launched our Achieve Scholarship Program, and this was really geared towards the residents who are considered non-traditional students. So we know there are a lot of scholarship opportunities out there for high school graduating students, but we do have a lot of residents who are wanting to start their career journey maybe later in life and ready to pursue a career. So we are looking for local businesses or champions who would like to support a $1,000 one-time donation scholarship for these individuals. And there really is a variety of career paths that they're going into. HCR has completed applications as well as interviews with multiple applicants already. So nursing and electrical engineer and real estate are just a couple of the skills that we are looking to link our participants to a local business.
Also, if folks are interested in participating or volunteering in helping in some respect, where would they go?
The easiest thing to do would be to visit our website at hriproperties/hcr.com. Or you could reach out to me, tiffany.martinez@hricommunities.com. We have multiple opportunities and we love to bring creativity to our communities. So if whatever your level of involvement, volunteering that you would like to support, we would have a place for you.
Now, you guys have a fundraiser coming up as well, right? And they can get information at that same website. Tell us about the fundraiser.
Absolutely. So, Newell, have you ever been to a meat raffle before?
No.
No. All right. Well, we are hosting our second annual fundraiser, Help Meet Families Needs. It's going to be Thursday, November 20th at NOLA Brewery at 5:30. This is an opportunity for us to celebrate and thank all of our champions throughout the year who have been able to donate to programs and resources. It's also, we have a live band, but it's also an opportunity for you to win some meat. I don't know what it is, but there's something about buying some tickets and hearing your number called and going to a cooler and picking out some boudin. That is just exhilarating, and all of the proceeds go back to our families and communities. So this is open for sponsorships and individuals to come out and enjoy.
Well, any kind of win is exhilarating, and on behalf of the Saints, I know they're looking for a win.
Absolutely.
I participated in a football pool, Tiffany, for 13 years and never won a single quarter.
No, I'm currently in a fantasy football league with some ladies, and I'm not going to tell you what place I'm in right now. I forgot to set my lineup the first week, and nobody called me to remind me.
You have a competitive group.
Shocking. We do. And the most of the group, they're all nonprofit teachers, a couple real estate agents. So I guess it's true. We work hard and play hard.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for all that y'all are doing in the community, and we wish you great success. Repeat that website again that you folks can go to if they'd like to volunteer or find out more information. They go where?
They can visit hriproperties/hcr/.com.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. Tiffany Martinez, Community Resources Director of the HRI Community Resources. Have a great week. All righty. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.